On Wednesdays, the Business Report focuses on the workplace, and today we're going to talk about workplace dating. The California State Supreme Court recently handed down a ruling that could change the dynamics of romance in the workplace. This precedent-setting ruling came after two women won a lawsuit against a California prison warden, not because he sexually harassed them, but because he had affairs with other women at work. To talk about what this means for other workers who date each other, we've asked Bob Rosner to join us. He's the workplace columnist for the Los Angeles Times. Welcome.
Thank you, Steve. It's good to be here.
So tell us more about this case, the prison case.
This guy was having three affairs at the same time in the prison. Two women who were not having affairs with him sued him because they were passed over for promotion by one of the women he was having an affair with. And why this is so important is if you imagine a calm lake and you drop a pebble in it, that's what happens when you have an affair in the office, is there's little ripples. This drops a boulder in the lake because suddenly anybody can sue because they were passed over. So it totally opens the playing field of sexual harassment to literally include everyone in an office.
Is it possible that this case could mark the beginning of an entire new wave of lawsuits?
This concept of preferential treatment and affairs in the workplace, I do think it will gain some traction. Now that this precedent is out there, we're going to see a flood of lawsuits.
So given the various lawsuits and the various legal precedents, what are the ground rules now for dating in the workplace?
If you are dating a colleague, it's pretty much fine. As soon as you get into a supervisor and a subordinate having a relationship and it's serious, you got to look at a transfer. You've got to get out from a reporting relationship because suddenly any gripe from any other employee is going to give some grounds for a lawsuit.
This is maybe just a reminder, if any was needed, that supervisors just have special responsibilities in the workplace.
Let's face it, there are a lot of places to meet people, and the workplace is a dangerous one when you sit in the corner office.
Bob Rosner writes a blog called Working Wounded on ABC.com. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer.